Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses post-budget webinar on employment generation, says government has given equal priority to people, economy and innovation, as well as infrastructure and investment. Government launches model women-friendly gram panchayats to ensure gender-sensitive governance practices. Railway transfers 5 senior officials following February 15 stampede at New Delhi Railway Station. 3 CRPF jawans injured in IED blast in West Singhbhum district of Jharkhand. US President Donald Trump says reciprocal tariffs imposed by him will come into force from April the 2nd. And New Zealand and South Africa to clash in second semi-final of Champions Trophy in Lahore this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has given the same priority to people, economy and innovation as much priority it has given to infrastructure and industries in investment. Addressing a post-budget webinar on employment through video conferencing today, Mr. Modi said the vision of investment in people stands on 3 pillars: education, skill and healthcare.
हमने इन्वेस्टमेंट में जितनी प्राथमिकता इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और इंडस्ट्रीज को दी है उतनी ही प्राथमिकता पीपल इकोनॉमी और इनोवेशन को भी दी है. आप सब जानते हैं कैपेसिटी बिल्डिंग और टैलेंट नर्चरिंग ये देश की प्रगति के लिए फाउंडेशन स्टोन का काम करती है. इसलिए अब विकास के अगले चरण में हमें इन क्षेत्रों में और ज्यादा निवेश करना है. इसके लिए हम सभी स्टेक होल्डर्स को आगे आना होगा.
He said today people can see how India's education system is going through a huge transformation after several decades. Mr. Modi said the themes of the webinar, investing in people, economy and innovation, define the roadmap of Viksit Bharat.
Investing in people, economy and innovation. ये एक ऐसी थीम है जो विकसित भारत के रोडमैप को डिफाइन करती है. इस साल के बजट में आपको इसका प्रभाव भी बहुत बड़े स्केल पर दिख रहा है. इसलिए यह बजट भारत के भविष्य का ब्लूप्रिंट बनकर सामने आया है.
He said many decisions have been taken in the budget to promote domestic and international tourism.
Hill in India or Land of the Buddha is अभियान के माध्यम से दुनिया भर के पर्यटकों को आकर्षित किया जा रहा है. भारत एक ग्लोबल स्तर का टूरिज्म एंड वेलनेस हब बने इस दिशा में प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं.
Mr. Modi said India will establish national large language model to develop AI capabilities. He said in this direction, the private sector also needs to be one step ahead of the world. The Prime Minister said the world is waiting for a reliable, safe and democratic country that can provide economic solutions in AI. He said the government has taken several steps in the budget to promote startups. Employment generation has been one of the key focus areas of the government. Driven by the vision of the Prime Minister, the government has taken multiple steps to promote job growth and create greater avenues for employment. The deliberations aim at paving the way for sustainable and inclusive growth, leadership in technology and other sectors, and a skilled, healthy workforce working towards realizing the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Minister of State for Panchayati Raj Professor S.P. Singh Baghel and Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel today launched the Model Women-Friendly Gram Panchayat Initiative of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj at a national convention in New Delhi. This initiative is a part of the Ministry's International Women's Day 2025 celebrations. The primary objective of the initiative is to establish at least one Model Women-Friendly Gram Panchayat in each district. It will serve as a beacon for gender-sensitive and girl-friendly governance practices. representatives from various ministries, departments and international organizations like the United Nations Population Fund are taking part in the day-long event. Five senior officials, including the Delhi Divisional Railway Manager, DRM, Additional DRM and Assistant Security Commissioner of the Railway Protection Force, have been transferred. This comes in the backdrop of the stampede at the New Delhi railway station. On the 15th of last month, 18 passengers lost their lives and 15 were injured after passengers rushed to board Prayagraj-bound trains to visit the Mahakumbh. According to the order, Pushpesh R. Tripathi will be the new DRM of the Delhi division in the Northern Railway Zone. In Jharkhand, three CRPF jawans have been severely injured in an IED blast in the West Singhbhum districts today. SP Ashutosh Shekhar has confirmed the incident and said the forces were out on a search operation since this morning. More from our correspondent.
Three jawans of CRPF battalion have been injured in a massive IED blast that occurred today morning under Jaraikela police station in West Singhbhum district of Jharkhand. All the three police personnel have been airlifted and brought to Ranchi for medical treatment. Police and security forces are continuously carrying out search operations to curb Naxal movement. Just a day before, an old Naxal dump and huge cache of arms and ammunition, including 10 kilograms of IED, 58 detonators and one Insas rifle were seized and destroyed by the police forces under Tonto police station in Husipi forest areas of West Singhbhum district. Shilpi, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Scindia has said that innovation, inclusivity, sustainability and trust forms the core of India's guiding principles towards tech governance. Speaking at the Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, Mr. Scindia highlighted the success of Aadhaar and BharatNet in serving every citizen of the country. He also spoke about the four steps of India's efforts towards balancing innovation with regulation, such as spectrum management, ensuring market stability, introducing telecom regulation to ease up various processes, and bringing cybersecurity measures for consumer protection. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Defence Bioengineering and Electromedical Laboratory, a Bengaluru-based lab under the Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully conducted high-altitude trials of the indigenous onboard oxygen-generating system, OBOGS-based integrated life support system, for the LCA Tejas aircraft. The OBOGS-based integrated life support system is a cutting-edge system designed to generate and regulate breathable oxygen for pilots during flight, eliminating dependence on traditional liquid oxygen cylinder-based systems. Delhi Minister for Irrigation and Flood Control Parvesh Sahib Singh today inspected the Yamuna River in the national capital. After inspecting the river, he said 1,300 tons of garbage have been removed from the river in the past 10 days. He said the goal of the Delhi government is to attract visitors to the Yamuna River.
यहाँ पे फेरी चलाने का हमारा प्रपोजल है अभी उसका एमओयू भी साइन करेंगे अभी केवल एक ही स्ट्रेच में फेरी चलाएंगे लोग आएंगे उसमें फेरी में वहाँ से एक ही उसका पिकअप पॉइंट होगा एक ही ड्रॉप पॉइंट होगा तो वहाँ के लोगों को दिल्ली के लोगों को थोड़ा सा दिखाएंगे और वहाँ पे एक जो है फेरी में रेस्टोरेंट भी होगा तो हमारा पर्पस है कि धीरे धीरे लोगों को आकर्षित करे यमुना की तरफ में और हर आदमी की इसमें इन्वॉल्वमेंट रहनी चाहिए बाद में जब इसमें साफ सफाई का काम हमारा तेजी से चालू होगा तो सारे लोगों को भी आग्रह करेंगे वो भी आके यहाँ पे कार सेवा करें।
समाजवादी पार्टी एमएलए अबू असीम आजमी वाज सस्पेंडेड फ्रॉम द महाराष्ट्र लेजिस्लेटिव असेंबली अंटिल द एंड ऑफ द ऑनगोइंग बजट सेशन फॉलोइंग हिज रिमार्क्स praising Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb. State Minister Chandrakant Patil moved the motion for suspension in the House, which was passed by a voice vote. All borders of the Union Territory of Chandigarh have been sealed and police forces have been deployed to stop the march of protesting farmers. This action comes as the Samyukta Kisan Morcha, along with other farmer unions, has called for a week-long protest in Chandigarh starting today to press for their demands. Superintendent of Chandigarh Police, Geetanjali Khandelwal has said that all borders leading to the city have been barricaded. She added that no arrests have been made so far. However, checking is still going on. She also mentioned that several routes are being diverted to ensure minimal inconvenience to the public.
उस सारे बॉर्डर्स को हमने वहाँ पर पुलिसकर्मी तैनात किए हैं, बैरिकेडिंग करी है और वहाँ पे स्ट्रिक्ट चेकिंग की जा रही है. हमारी पूरी कोशिश है कि रूट डायवर्जन हो और लोगों को कम से कम इनकन्वीनियंस हो, पर जहाँ जहाँ हमारी चेकिंग की वजह से थोड़ा सा ट्रैफिक जाम होने की हमें अंदेशा है, वहाँ पर हमने ट्रैफिक रूट्स डायवर्ट करे हैं.
The total coal production from captive and commercial mines for the financial year 2024-25 has reached over 167 million tons as of February this year. This represents over 32% year-on-year increase compared to the 126 million tons during the same period. Coal Ministry said the coal dispatch has also witnessed a significant surge. The total dispatch of coal for 2024-25 has reached over 170 million tons, surpassing the 128 million recorded in the previous year. The ministry said it is ensuring a stable and uninterrupted coal supply to key sectors such as power, steel and cement. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced the implementation of reciprocal tariffs set to take effect on April the 2nd, reinforcing his administration's stance on trade policy and criticizing the European Union, China, Brazil, India and South Korea for high tariffs. In his inaugural address to a joint session of Congress, he said, "Whatever they tax us, we tax them." Trump said other countries have used tariffs against us for decades, and now it is our turn to start using them against those other countries.
European Union, China, Brazil, India, Mexico and Canada, have you heard of them? And countless other nations charge us tremendously higher tariffs than we charge them. It's very unfair. This is happening by friend and foe. This system is not fair to the United States and never was. And so on April 2nd, reciprocal tariffs kick in. And whatever they tariff us, other countries, we will tariff them.
In a push for tax deductions, Trump said he wants to make interest payments on car loans tax deductible, but only if the vehicles are made in the U.S. On to sports in the ICC Champions Trophy, New Zealand has won the toss and elected to bat first against South Africa in the second semi-final in Lahore. The winner of this high-stakes encounter will face India in the final on Sunday. New Zealand, under the captaincy of Mitchell Santner, secured second place in Group A, showcasing resilience and tactical prowess. Conversely, South Africa has been aiming to shake off their reputation for faltering in crucial matches. They topped Group B with a strong performance, demonstrating depth and talent across both batting and bowling departments. Earlier, India stormed into the final of the ICC Champions Trophy, beating Australia by 4 wickets in Dubai last evening. Australian cricket legend Steve Smith has officially announced his retirement from one-day internationals, ODIs, marking the end of an illustrious 14-year career in the 50-over format. He will continue to be available for Test and T20I selection. Smith's decision came just after Australia's semi-final defeat to India in the ICC Champions Trophy. The Indian stock market witnessed strong buying in the early morning today. The BSE Sensex opened upside at 73,005 and touched an intraday high of 73,933, logging an intraday gain of around 900 points. The Sensex was trading at 666 points higher at 73,658. The Nifty also witnessed an uptick, rising 259 points to 22,341 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses post-budget webinar on employment generation, says government has given equal priority to people, economy and innovation, as well as infrastructure and investment. Government launches model women-friendly gram panchayats to ensure gender-sensitive governance practices. Railway transfers 5 senior officials following February 15 stampede at New Delhi railway station. 3 CRPF Jawans injured in IED blast in West Singhbhum district of Jharkhand. US President Donald Trump says reciprocal tariffs imposed by him will come into force from April the 2nd, and in ICC Championship Trophy, New Zealand win the toss elected.